Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Rose has it. Out the Bam for three. For the win. It's ball game. Bam Adebayo. For the first time in his career, three consecutive made threes, and it's a game winner. Two words for you, baby.
Play is under review for a last-second field goal.
After those words, hot, bam!
I mean, really? For a win over Detroit? What are we doing?
Get him, Jax.
This is what we're doing? No, it was unbelievable. Here's the thing, though. I'll be honest with everybody. I was pissed. So I needed overtime yesterday for the Heat. I had a parlay working. Solana, remind me, I had Duncan over 3.5 made threes.
Had that in the
he
first
could
30
do that
seconds.
Blindfolded. Yeah. I mean, yeah. His game was insane. I had that parlayed with one Jaime Jaquez Jr. made three, and he got it. In the fourth quarter, he was 0 for 1 for the most of the game. He was going to have a three. There was an easy three that was opening for him in the corner in the second quarter, and Caleb Martin threw the ball away in one of the worst errant passes I've ever seen. He lost control of the ball. So now I've got the first two legs of the parlay. I've got Duncan over made threes. I've got Jaime Jaquez Jr. over made threes. The only other thing I need is Solana's guy. What's his name? Simone Fontecchio. Who's a Heat killer.
Yes.
I learned it in game one against Detroit. And Solana had handicapped him well because I think the over-under in game one was like 14.5. Guy put up 85 points in the first game. So now all I need to finish the parlay, I need Simone Fontecchio over 2.5 made threes. He's got two. He happens to be 2 of 6. He's had a number of looks. It's not like he's not shooting. I need one more three from Fontecchio. The only way I'm going to get it is if Bam misses that three, which he has no business making, and the game goes to overtime. Game goes to overtime, Fontecchio is going to put up a three, I guarantee you, and I'm going to win that parlay. Yeah. And so Bam hits that three, and a wave of sadness comes over me, this big Heat fan. Because I wanted the Heat to win.
Fandom and money.
Do it in overtime.
Fandom and money. It's a tough connection. It's a tough connection.
It was an amazing victory by the Heat. So the Heat took two from Detroit, which is what they needed to do, and blah, blah, blah. We'll talk about it.
I had a five-team parlay going in college basketball, and Arizona losing to Oregon knocked me out, so I hate Arizona now. Four-team parlay, Purdue, South Florida, Auburn came through. Tennessee lost to Mississippi State and killed it. I had a 5 and a 4-team parlay, and the favorite of those games end up losing in the NCAA.
I do not know anything about college basketball.
I don't either.
But
I hate Tennessee and I hate Arizona now. I dislike them.
Selection Sunday was last night. This is going to be such a different March Madness than the one we experienced last season. Because I got into it. Like, you can get into college basketball March Madness. You don't have to pay any attention to college basketball. You get to March Madness. If you have a horse in the race, you are just ensconced in college basketball. Miami Hurricanes men's team, we knew they weren't going to make it. The women's team got snubbed last night on Selection Sunday. So neither team, the women's team last season goes to the Elite Eight. The men's team goes to the Final Four. Neither team goes to March Madness this year. FAU is in it. Mm-hmm. So FAU gets a chance to repeat their miraculous run. But I am kind of ejected on March Madness because there's no Hurricanes, men's or women's. That makes it a lot less appealing. I have no idea who the one seeds are. I didn't pay any attention to Selection Sunday. The only reason I know the one seeds now is because it was going viral. Shannon Sharp today on First Take, everyone had to fill out their bracket. Shannon Sharp going to the Final Four. Everyone was tweeting, this is why he makes the big bucks. His Final Four is every one seed in the men's tournament and every one seed in the women's tournament. He doesn't have a single dog winning anywhere. You know, Stephen A. Smith has got a 12 seed. He's got, you know, Shannon Sharp, 4-1 seeds, men, women. He obviously didn't put too much effort into his bracket.
Let's go board. They know more than me.
So, yeah, going to be a different March Madness this year. And then, there's a few things I want to talk about today. Do want to talk about the Heat. Panthers, they're off till Thursday, which is kind of cool. You get a little bit of a breather. I want to talk about the Dolphins. I want to talk about this Justin Fields trade, which has me scratching my head. Mike Cugno is going to join us from CBS4. He's in Coral Gables for Pro Day. And he's already, you know, pulling the hoo-ha with, I don't know, I might have to go early because I don't know when the players are available. Yeah, I said, listen, we'll let you know when it's time for you to go. But something I do want to get to today at some point. The Dolphins tight end, Jonnu Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this? Now, obviously, what is he? He's an FIU guy, Solana?
Paul's up, baby.
And he is Thanos. He's built like
you
Thanos.
You said he is a monster.
Yes.
The Dolphins Instagram over the weekend, they do those little tiny mic interviews. Jonnu Smith, put him, as Solana said to me on text, put him in the Ring of Honor right now. His favorite television show is Friends.
We done lost
Jonnu Smith.
We done lost friendship now, Jonnu.
I love Jonnu Smith.
I showed y'all our text exchange when the Dolphins signed him, which we're not allowed to read on the air.
Ask him if he saw Friends last night on Nickelodeon. Ask him if he saw the 10 o'clock rerun of Friends last night.
great dude, great father, great husband. Like, he's an amazing person. But now that kind of hits me in the gut a little bit for him to say that.
Love it. So they did a thing on Dolphins Instagram. You tell two truths and one lie. And you have to guess what the truth and the truths are and what the lie is. And he said, I'm allergic to peanuts. Friends is my favorite television show. I forget what the third one was. Like, I can do a backflip or something like that. And the lie, he said, was he's allergic to peanuts. He's like, I'm not allergic to anything. And he goes, and I know people always think that, you know, I'm not the guy whose favorite TV show is Friends. He's like, my favorite TV show is Friends.
Where'd he go to school? FIU?
Pause up.
Yeah. Those dudes are a little different. Example A down here in the left box of our stream yard.
I watched
Friends.
About 4 hours of Friends last night. I really did. I'm like Nick 2 or something. I literally about 4 hours worth of Friends last night. That show is so good. I have never been a bigger fan of a Miami Dolphin than I am of Jonnu Smith.
I don't break that wall.
Nope. Because you don't like Friends. That to me is what pushes everybody over. There was another athlete who loved Friends. I can't remember who it was. Solana.
It was somebody.
I think it was a Dolphin as well. I think it was Devontae Parker.
Yeah, there you go. You can have him.
It was Devontae Parker.
Was it Devontae Parker?
I think it was.
That's not good.
You can have him.
Well, Jonnu Smith takes it, man.
You can't have Jonnu Smith. I think
best
he was playing
Dolphins
to the crowd.
Tight end in history.
Who was interviewing him? He was playing to the crowd.
No, it was just the Dolphins. He's not playing to any crowd.
No way Jonnu tells me Friends is his favorite show.
He is loud and proud that Friends is his favorite show. I could not like Jonnu Smith any more than I do.
Damn, Jonnu. You my boy.
Lot to get to today. Let's begin with headlines and our own Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know truck since we're talking about the Miami Dolphins. Braxton Berrios, he re-signed with the team on a one-year deal worth up to $3 million. And I saw today the Miami Dolphins have also brought back offensive lineman Isaiah Wynn as well.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Solana would never bet on the Heat, by the way, because he does the broadcast and stuff. But my gut tells me he wouldn't have minded it overtime either because Jalen Duren could have used a rebound or two. Anywho.
I mean, 12? You bum? 12? That's what you needed.
You bum.
You bum.
Guy stinks.
But tell me the truth. I mean, Bam Adebayo grabs the ball. First of all, Kate Cunningham. I mean, what a dummy. You want to talk about a guy who stinks?
That's why they're bad. What's he doing shooting?
I mean,
dumb decision.
The shot clock is off. You have a chance to burn the clock all the way down to 2 seconds, 1 second, take a shot. First of all, to take that shot, he had just blown by Caleb Martin on the possession before. Duncan, the only bad play he made all day, gives them the opportunity to win it with the game tied. But, guys, you're telling me right now, Bam Adebayo pulls up from 30, and you didn't have all the faith in the world he was going to knock that down? Tell me right now. You knew it was going in. You knew it was going in.
I was thrilled because I needed overtime. I was like, yes! That's right. Don't call timeout, Spo, and let Bam jack one up from 3 feet behind the top of the arc. Yeah, I got my overtime. I mean, all net.
Bam was by the scorer's table. No, I didn't have any confidence in that.
Crazy.
In the words of a true linguist, Hassan Whiteside, we got shooters, baby. We got shooters, baby. Woo! So here's the situation with the Miami Heat. Right now, they are the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference. Philadelphia and Miami have the same record, 37 and 30. The Heat took care of business, by the way, of the Pistons. They did what they had to do. They were shorthanded again yesterday. No Nico, no Jimmy, and they ended up winning the game with the Bam game winner. So right now, Miami is still well within striking distance of the four or the five. I think they're three games back in New York right now, who are in the fourth spot. A half game back of the Pacers, who are the sixth seed. So they're in the thick of it. 15 games remaining on the season today, by the way, game 69.
Nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Miami has the tiebreaker over Philadelphia, but that could change because they still play them two more times this season. Once tonight, second night of a back-to-back, and then once later on at the end of March at Miami. So we're here in Miami. So today, second night of a back-to-back after an exciting victory yesterday, sure. Today's one of the more important games of the regular season.
How about this? So I've got, we bought a new apartment. You know, I'm in a rental. Bought a new apartment in Boca, and we've got construction starting today. Like, you know, we're just expanding one of the rooms and what doing a few things. So my contractor, who has been a friend of mine for years, brings over a couple of his workers who have worked on all my previous houses. So I know them, Pablo and Tio. It's about noon. And I say, hey, you guys want me to go get you some lunch? And you know me, I like to say it in Spanish. They're Guatemalan.
What do you say?
¿Tienes hambre? ¿Quieres algo comer? Now, they've worked with me for years. They love me. And Pablo speaks perfect English, like the Queen's English, but I still.
I know what you do.
¿Qué quieres? ¿Quieres pizza? ¿Qué quieres? But anyway, that's not the story. So the story is a couple of Guatemalan guys, Pablo and Tio. I asked them, do you want pizza? They said, yeah. What do you want on the pizza? Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, no.
I didn't know if I was getting trolled by them. Like, I didn't know if...
That's not what they want.
I didn't know if I was getting trolled.
Do they listen to the show? It has... Nobody wants Hawaiian
pizza.
That's
like, you know, like construction laborers... And I'm going to go, and it's like a little Italian pizza joint. I don't even know if they have Hawaiian pizza. I ended up off the hook because the place didn't open till 4.
Off the hook.
So I went to the little French cafe, got turkey sandwiches. But who on earth, aside from Solana, who ordered the veggie pizza when we were at Hollywood Kia?
Sure did.
Who on earth? When asked, you know, what do you guys want for lunch? We'll go, yeah, we'll take a Hawaiian pizza. Odd, right?
That's weird. Yeah.
Can't judge a book by its cover. It goes back to Jonnu Smith loves friends.
Yeah.
Tio and Pablo, they wanted a Hawaiian pizza.
I think Tio and Pablo were trying to show you that they're on your side. Because you look like a Hawaiian pizza guy. Hey, Tio.
They were playing to me like I was playing to them with speaking Spanish.
So you're going Spanish their way. They're trying to relate back to you. I don't know
if
y'all relationship.
Nice guy. He's giving us Spanish. We'll give him a little bit of whatever he is. Hawaiian pizza.
He loves pineapples, bro. Trust me.
Aronde texting me Hawaiian za with an exclamation point. I think Aronde is in on Hawaiian pizza. I think everything that you thought was true about friends and Hawaiian za, I think you are learning today that maybe you are in the minority.
We're not watching Friends or eating za.
Jonnu
especially
Smith
with pineapples on it.
Loves Friends. No. Favorite television show ever.
Aronde
and two Guatemalan friends of mine love Hawaiian pizza.
They all got caught up. You see me do it. Hey, I'm a Florida State fan. Yeah, man, good to see you, man. Go Seminoles. Like, I just embrace whatever the person around me says. So,
when you're singing your Dixie Chicks lyrics.
Yes. Wide open spaces, yeah.
The same thing that happened with Burger King fries, though, in the United States, happened with Hawaiian pizza. I'm not telling you Hawaiian pizza is the greatest pizza. I'd prefer pepperoni or veggie. but I happen to like Hawaiian pizza. And the same thing that happened with Burger King fries, which is people just started this movement about how bad Burger King fries were.
They're terrible.
And people, they're not. They're not. We've had this
Actually,
discussion.
You know what? Now that I say that, remember DJ and I were doing that Hawkman's Food Court.
Right.
And we did a French fry episode. And I think I remember backtracking on my take that BK fries were terrible. They were actually better than I had recalled.
You did. People are just sheep, and they've been told on social media for years and by their friends for years, BK fries suck, BK fries suck, that they stopped even buying Burger King fries and forgot, hey, Burger King fries aren't that bad. That's just something you've been fed, and you ate it like a little sheep. Same thing with Hawaiian pizza. There's been this line drawn in the sand. Are you?
What's on Hawaiian pizza? Pineapple and ham?
I have no idea.
Yes, pineapple
yeah,
and
it's
ham.
It's pineapple and ham. It is pineapple and ham.
It's just warm pineapple.
But it's
not. It's not attractive.
It
not
doesn't
good.
Have to
I've
be
tried
warm.
It,
it doesn't
because
have to be
a
warm.
A pizza place, like the little Italian joint by my apartment, they're not keeping fresh pineapple. You know what I mean? So it's got to be what? Dole
it's
from
canned.
A can?
Yeah,
a
dole.
Canned pineapple, mushy and warm.
But why are you saying warm? They cook the pizza. They cook it with the ham. The ham's warm, obviously. They pull it out of the oven, and then they dice up some fresh pineapple right off the tree, and they put it
right off the tree,
brother. And then they put it right,
brother.
They put it right onto the pizza. I mean, it's fresh pineapple. It happens to be delicious. I'm not telling you that it's the best pizza, but there's been this line drawn in the sand of our society. Are you pro pineapple pizza or anti pineapple pizza? And people who haven't even tried it just say, "Oh, that's blasphemy. That's the worst pizza ever." But you haven't even had it, and you're just hating
on it. I haven't had
it
in years. I don't think I've had it since high school, which was the 80s. So maybe I need to give it another shot, like the BK fries.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. It's like, yeah. It's things you don't need to give another shot. Pineapple on pizza. It's either going to be, to your point, Solana, it's either going to be cold pineapple on a hot pizza or warm, mushy pineapple on a warm pizza. It's not attractive. It's pineapple?
I just think, like, if I'm having pizza.
Put some
pizza,
apples on there. Put a grape. How about we slice grapes in half? Throw them on a pizza.
If I'm having pizza, I kind of want a pepperoni za because that's what I like. And it's not delicious. Like I have za every day, so I want to get the one that I like. Although I will tell you, when I deviate a little bit, I went to lunch this weekend. A place called Hijinks in downtown Boca here. They had those flatbreads. Flatbread, I get a little cutesy. So I go barbecue chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that's a deviation there. It's probably in the zone of Hawaiian pizza because a lot of people would say, well, wait a second, barbecue sauce instead of tomato sauce?
Right.
And chicken. But I love barbecue chicken pizza.
Fire.
So
it's
I don't know.
Everything that's supposed to be warm. Barbecue and
well,
barbecue sauce and meat.
Right. Right.
Yeah, let's warm up some pineapple. Name good fruits that are great warm.
Oh,
what's a warm fruit?
Bro, an apple pie? I mean, the apples are literally baked.
They don't even make apple. They don't even make apple pies.
Into
no
an oven. I mean,
that's a good,
every pie is baked fruit. Every single
frozen chocolate cake. I mean, when you bake that, I don't know what happens.
And if you want to take it a step further,
radio.
Every pizza has hot fruit in it. Every single pizza on the face of the planet. You want to know why? Because tomatoes are fruit, and it's hot.
Mic drop.
Because it has seeds. It has seeds in it, so it's a fruit. Everybody wants to say, damn, tomatoes are fruit.
By the way, Crowder, I mean, what's wrong with deviating a little bit? Crowder, you love fettuccine chicken Alfredo. I mean, you eat that like if it's toothpaste every morning. I mean, that's your go-to.
I love Alfredo.
But you're telling me that every now and then you go to a nice little Italian restaurant, you don't order the pear gorgonzola ravioli? I mean, delicious.
Pear?
I'll tell you what, a pear gorgonzola salad is fire, but the pear is meant
what
to be cold, and
doing
the salad.
Yes.
Pear gorgonzola salad is, I mean, an underrated gem.
Man, y'all showing y'all affluenza right now. Pear gorgonzola. What?
Pear ravioli.
I can't afford it. I can't afford pear in my meal.
Okay.
Pear gorgonzola. That is good stuff. That's a great call, Solana.
All right, now we have no more time for headlines. But the big news this weekend, other than Luis Suarez just dominating the MLS, I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Give me a couple minutes later on in the show to talk about Suarez and what he did. What he did with his left foot. I mean, I would do that. Anyways, the Panthers.
What?
Didn't lose.
What just happened?
I gotta get to Cunha.
The Panthers
gonna be fancy.
Did lose to the Lightning on Saturday, 5-3. Second straight loss. Andre Vasilevsky haunts me.
Oh, don't even get me started. Don't get me started.
And then the Bears, they traded Justin Fields for a 6th-round pick in 2025. Kenny Pickett hit the bricks as well in Pittsburgh. We know that on Friday. So your quarterback room in Pittsburgh is now Mr. Unlimited with Justin Fields. And apparently there won't be a quarterback competition. This is Russ's job to lose. Justin Fields will be the backup.
Saw a picture of Fresh Prince and Carlton and said, this is your Pittsburgh quarterback room.
Mr. Unlimited.
Every time Russ else does anything, people want to answer out of me. Y'all know how I feel.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. It was a beautiful day earlier today in Miami. Right now it looks like it's getting a little cloudy. So I'll put a 50% chance of rain. That's your weather.
I just mimed the scales of justice.
Oh, man, I can't stand you.
Mike Cunha is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Mike Cunha is going to join us here, but before he does, we have a very cool contest this week. Sting is coming to the Fillmore in Miami Beach in October with the Sting 3.0 tour. I've seen Sting in concert before, and he sounds as good as he did 30 years ago. So we've got a chance for you to win tickets. If you want to enter, just text the word Sting to 20357. We'll have a different code word every day this week. Today's is Sting. So text the word Sting to 20357, and you've got a chance to win. Message and data rates may apply. This is a Live Nation show. Text the word Sting to 20357. Mike Cuño's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Cuño, sports anchor at CBS 4. And you see him nationally on CBS Sports HQ. And I believe he's in Coral Gables for UM Pro Day. And yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, Crowder. You know, Cuño's favorite milkshake is the Shamrock Shake.
I don't know if that's true.
Probably had a couple of them yesterday, would be my guess. Here is Cuño now. Hello, Mike.
Crowder gets me. You know, he just totally gets the only one on the show. The only reason
you did not have a Shamrock Shake for St. Patrick's Day?
No, I did not have a Shamrock Shake. I didn't even wear green on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Why is that? I'm wearing green today because of the carryover.
A dude pinched me yesterday, and I almost got in a fight at a charity golf tournament.
You weren't wearing green?
I'm a grown man. I wear the color I want to wear.
Yeah, I'd have pinched you.
Hit you in your stomach.
I would have pinched you. Is that a conscious choice, Cuño, not to wear green because you don't want to buy into the hubbub, or maybe you don't like Irish people? Is that possible?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Cuño, hater of Irish people. Just put that on business card. No, I just didn't even think about it. Like, just didn't even, like, cross my mind. You know why? Because I'm an adult.
Wow. Wow. I bet in college, though, Cuño would down 6 or 7 pitchers of green beer. You were green 100%. Beer guy, right, Cuño?
100%. 100%. Yeah. It was like green Natty Light.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely St. Patrick's Day, more beer than he can handle guy when he was in college. Yeah. I wish we could go back in time and see college Mike Cuño, because he never said, because I'm an adult. You know what I mean? Like
frosted tips. Yeah.
I did.
I know college Cuño.
I did at one point in my life have frosted tips. That was the thing.
You could see the sleeveless T-shirt, the frosted tips, carrying around a football as he goes to class for no apparent reason.
It was basketball shorts, slides, and a cut-up shirt for the gym.
I know Cuño now.
All right, we have a lot to cover, Cuño. All said and done, I'm going to start with the Dolphins. All said and done, the Dolphins, true or false, actually did pretty damn good in free agency, especially since they had no salary cap to work with.
Right. Once they ripped off the Band-Aid of saying goodbye to Christian Wilkins and some of those guys. I think they filled things out. By the way, Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce is here at Pro Day. He's the only head coach from the NFL at Canes Pro Day.
It's Crowder's guy.
Yeah.
My homeboy.
So I'm going to go up to him now and say, hey, I'm Channing Crowder's best friend. Is it cool if we get an interview? Just text him.
Put him on the phone.
Use the end. We're good to go.
Put him on the phone.
Use the end of me being your friend.
The end.
You want to use the N word.
Well, I thought you were giving Cuño terrible advice around Antonio Pierce.
This is why I don't want to come here anymore. Yeah, you see, it's like career threatening every time. Yeah, no.
I was like, what kind of terrible advice is this?
And Antonio Pierce, he's built different now.
He don't play around.
Yeah. That'd be a bad business decision on my part. I know it's been a while since he played, but.
But Antonio, it was a radio bit.
I'm losing that fight.
Bam, bam. But it was a radio bit.
You just hear the phone drop, and you just hear me in the background go, oh, no, oh. Yeah.
Antonio Pierce got me out of a fight in Tampa Super Bowl at the ESPN party.
I was about to fight,
and he picked me up off my feet and carried me out to the street on Ybor in Ybor City. He carried me outside. I was like, Chan, you don't want to do that,
Chan. Of course
Chan.
It was Ybor.
He got me out of a fight at an ESPN Super
Nothing
Bowl.
Nothing good happens
now,
in Ybor
now,
City.
Now, see, there's my end, Channing. This is why you're my best friend, is I'm going to go up to him and be like, hey, you got my buddy Channing Crowder out of a fight in Tampa.
Yep. And he'll probably laugh and be like, yeah, Chan's crazy. I know his answer.
Yeah.
What were we saying?
Dolphins.
think you were headed in the Dolphins' direction.
Go see if Antonio Pierce likes Shamrock Shakes. Ask him.
Okay. No, no.
I love Mike. No, okay. No. Like, are people actually working around you right now? Like, reporters?
Everyone's working right now, but me, because I'm bullied into these. So, yeah.
Well, would you rather talk about the Panthers, the Heat?
I'd rather
Justin
talk
Fields?
To Coach Pierce. No, whatever you got.
Did you give your Dolphins answer? I wasn't really listening.
Yes, after once they were able to clear some cap room, obviously, with restructuring all those deals, I think the Dolphins did a really nice job of at least filling out the rosters. A good balance of some young guys, and then, you know, you got some vets in there like Fuller and Shaq Barrett. You know, I think you did enough to at least, you know, settle any worries this first wave of free agency. But the draft, you just have to hit on it like you've hit in the last few years. And for once, the Dolphins have some draft picks over the next 2 years. So I don't think the sky's falling for the Dolphins. I don't. I think they're still in a competitive spot.
And, Mike, you criticize coaches and players during the season. This time of year is when you can evaluate the GM. Like Hawk's talking about, you had to get rid of Christian Wilkins and Raekwon, all those guys left. But now you added, even with X, you added Fuller, who I can argue is a better corner than X is at this time in their career. I've been asking people, is Chris Greer a good GM? As people look at the Dolphins that don't follow it every day like we do, do they look at Chris Greer and say, the Dolphins have a hell of a GM?
I think the thing around Chris Greer is kind of just the instant reaction to things, right? Like that first day, that first hour when they lost those four guys, everyone, you know, panicked a little bit. But you have to remember, free agency wasn't just a day long. It's a week. It's kind of this ongoing thing. And I think you look at the draft classes he had the last few years, he's done remarkably well. And then even when you look at the season, they were derailed by those injuries. And it's, you know, he actually did a good job, if you ask me, building depth at a lot of the positions they got hurt at. But, you know, once Jalen Phillips goes down, he can't control if Van Ginkle is going to go down as well. Like, once you lose your depth and the depth looks good, that's just circumstantial. Like, that's just sometimes it is unlucky. I think he's done a good job in terms of drafting and then building depth. But I think maybe the area where he's overextended is some of these contracts that go out. You know, you have like four huge contracts out there. And I just think that's where the all-in emphasis was. And I just think that's where they got maybe in some trouble this year trying to fill out the roster and clear cap space to sign guys.
Cuño, even with the injuries, though, it seemed like it was the offense that wasn't able to come up with the big moments in the most important stretch of the season. Do you want to see the Dolphins offense maybe go out and try to bolster, whether it's their receiving core? I know we have Tyreek and Waddle, their running back room. Like when you're looking at the offense, cause we all expect Tua to get the bag and stay here long-term, what's that move you're hoping that they make?
I hope, you know, this time of year you start poking at some of the mock drafts. You see guys like Bowers from Georgia, the tight end, you know, fall into the Dolphins at 21, you kind of get excited. But yes, Solana, you're right. In the draft, to me, offensive line and wide receiver, I would love to see them get some more guys because it seems like this draft is pretty healthy and loaded at those two particular positions. Will they maybe go out and get another outside linebacker? Possibly, just because the injuries to start the year may be problematic. But I agree. You know, the offense at times did sputter last year, particularly towards the end of the season. And I don't know if that was all injury-based or if that was teams kind of figuring out Miami, but I do think they can use some help in terms of a third wide receiver. Obviously, interior offensive linemen, they're going to need to address now that Robert Hunt's gone, and we'll see what ends up happening at center. But yeah, I think there's enough players in the draft that they can address those positions.
Speaking of the offense, did you see one of their new offensive weapons, Jonnu Smith, over the weekend on Dolphins Instagram declared Friends is his favorite TV show of all time?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people his age who probably think Friends is the best TV show of all time. You know, I would put Seinfeld over Friends, but that's just me.
But Friends is up there, right? You can acknowledge it's a great show.
Yeah. I have a problem with people who like declaratively say that Friends is a bad show because it is on everyone's TV in everyone's house at some point. Like, you can't avoid it, and it stays on for a reason. So you can't tell me it's like
it happens
a corny
to be brilliant
show.
Like, have you watched every episode? It happens to be brilliantly made.
I've seen every. I'm married to a woman who has the DVDs, even though that it's on TV on like five different channels all the time. But still, we need the DVDs.
It's unrealistic.
What?
Friends, just I've watched a couple episodes. It doesn't make any sense. I can't relate with it. It's unrelistic. That's BS.
Just because
they all
you can't relate
and
with
the fact
it doesn't
that they
mean
had
that
they all sit around in New York. And,
I don't like it.
I mean, I can't relate to Friday, but I mean, I'm sure there's some realism there. I've never sat out on the.
You would be. You would be Felicia.
Yeah.
Don't ever call me.
You would be Felicia.
Looks like Freddie Jackson. Don't ever call me. What about Hawaiian pizza, Mike? You ever like Hawaiian pizza?
No problem with Hawaiian pizza.
Mm. Is the pineapple warm or cold on Hawaiian pizza?
Ooh, I would say warm. Why would it be cold? Room temperature is probably the way to go. If it's room temperature, you're probably safe.
That's my kind of point, Mike, is that nobody likes room temperature or warm fruit. No one's ever said, let me get that warm, apple.
Yeah, but you know what? But the warm pizza is gonna negate any of that anyway. So you don't have to worry about it. If it's cold, then it sticks out. If it's room temperature, warm, it's fine.
Hmm.
Mm. I don't like it.
Anybody have anything else for Mike Cuno? I'd like to keep him on the line as long as I can, and then every network, every Miami channel will have interviews with people at Miami Pro Day, and Mike comes back to CBS4 with nothing.
Go give the phone to AP.
Yeah, put ACC Network on right now. You'll see me spike my phone at the 20-yard line because they got the Pro Day on the network.
Mike, just go hand the phone to AP. I'll talk with him.
Channing, really?
Yeah.
Channing, text him right now. Tell him I'm coming. All right.
Why are you so scared to just walk up to Antonio Pierce and say, "Hey, I have Channing Crowder live on the phone right now."
You just walk and say, "Hey, Coach Pierce, man, Channing Crowder wanted to holler at you for a second," and he'll say, "Well, what's up?" and he'll give you the phone back.
No, Channing, I'm gonna FaceTime you in a second. That's what I'm gonna do.
I'm doing a radio show.
I need to come with photo evidence.
I want Antonio Pierce to look at Cuno after he says that and say, "Don't ever call me again." We got to go. We love you, Cuno.
Love you, too.
Are you all right?
No, I'm never fine. I'll be all right.
You're out on the Panthers, right? You think they stink?
No, you're out on the Panthers.
My economic recovery plan with the Panthers has failed a couple times in a row.
Boy, that bubble popped, huh?
Everyone in the world.
All right. Enjoy yourself in Coral Gables, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. Mike Cuno from CBS4. It's like, it's not even an act. That's him. It's why I love talking to him. Like, the put upon. That's him. And you know, he goes home tonight and goes, "Why do I do that? I knew I was going to be too busy and they do that to me. And why do I do that?"
Every time I see Cuno anywhere, the first two conversations have to do with you.
That wasn't mine doing. That was you. What are you talking about?
Hey,
don't
bro,
put that
like,
on me.
He's crazy. I'm like, something's wrong with him. You keep picking up the phone, though.
I'm gonna get fired from CBS4 because of you two dweebs.
I forgot. Yeah, it's your Sunday night gig. Solana's what we call collateral damage.
Hey, man, use me as a reference. I got you.
All right.
Use the in. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hoffman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Someone texts in. They want to know if you'll honk your horn.
How about that?
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.